after an overwhelming show of community support, Easton Volunteer EMS is bringing back its annual fireworks show. The event was initially canceled because of operational and facility challenges. However, residents, local businesses, and town leaders stepped up with volunteer offers and financial support. And we are so excited for this because not only is it a great fundraising event, but it's also a huge community staple. Joining us to talk more about this is John Arnold, who is the chief of the Easton EMS. Hey, John, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. So, John, really quick, and obviously I'm very excited to hear that the show is back on. I just wanted to apologize really quickly because for the last few years, you have been such a partner on this show, specifically keeping us up to date with the new EMS facility. I know you guys invited me to be there to cover it, and I was so sorry that I missed the grand opening. And so I just wanted to apologize to you guys. I still have to get out there to see the facility.
Yeah, no problem. You didn't miss much because, unfortunately, we didn't get into the building.
Wait, what do you mean?
We'll work to get you good. We had a grand opening, and then we had some concerns with the property, and they would not issue us a certificate of occupancy. So we are technically not in the building yet, although the building is constructually 100% complete. All the rooms are complete. The lights turn on. The heat turns on. It's a building. We just don't have a certificate of occupancy to be in the building yet. So we're waiting to handle some concerns with the exterior of the building and some things that were brought to our attention about soil outside of the building that has stopped us from installing a septic tank. And, of course, when you don't have a septic tank, it's very hard to flush a toilet or decontaminate an ambulance or wash your hands. So that has kind of put a stop on the CO. So we are working diligently with the town and our building committee and experts within the community to figure that out so we can get us in the building. But we were planning to be in April, and it's kind of set us back a bit with this concern.
Okay, so I will admit this is a fail on my part. This was not on my bingo card. I thought we would just kind of like touch on it for 30 seconds. You'd forgive me, and then I'd schedule a time to come and visit it. What? I guess I'm a little. This gives me a little bit of pause, John. Forgive me, only because I did not expect you to tell me any of this. So, it feels like a ball was dropped here. I want to just kind of reiterate. Oh, man, this is going a whole different direction, John. So, thank you for riding this wave with me. Let me just remind folks the importance of this building and why you guys even went through this whole process of making sure you guys could have a place for our EMS workers in Easton. We have to talk about this because I can't even believe that this is not open. It's now August, and those all seem like, so you have a building that is technically functional, but some ball was dropped. Clearly, and now you've got EMS workers who are not using that vacant building, essentially. Like, I'm very confused by this.
You are correct. You're correct. We're at an off-site house that we're renting to run the ambulance out of. We have the ambulance in an outdoor tent exposed to this harsh weather that we've had. Extreme temperatures, colds, below freezing in temps in February. And then the really hot weather in the last couple of weeks where it's put the medications kind of at risk there. We've had some medications freeze. We've had to replace it. Some of them that has spoiled because of the heat. We also had a tree fall on our tent. So, those are struggles that we didn't kind of expect. We knew we were going to be at a temporary facility for a while, and we were all about that because we knew the end game was going to be fantastic. But it's kind of stretched out a little longer than we thought, and it's kind of impacted our operations and our ability to, provide A+ 911 service. It's become more of a struggle than maybe it needs to be. So we're really working with the town to try and remediate these problems and get ourselves into this beautiful brand new building and start doing community CPR and EMT classes and Narcan and stop the bleed classes in this facility. And it's just it's kind of unfortunately an uphill battle.
This is insane to me. I feel like a multi-year effort because correct me if I'm wrong, John. And the only reason I say this is I know I'm right. You guys were in a pretty aging facility. Let's remember, we're talking about volunteer EMS workers, by the way. And did I hear you correctly that you have to rent a property? So not only are you seeing maybe medications or damages that you have to now foot the bill for unnecessarily, but are you also paying for a rental property right now?
Yeah, we're renting a piece of property from another nonprofit organization that runs a farm in town that was nice enough to give us a three-bedroom ranch-style house, and we were able to erect a tent outside with the help of our highway department, and we've been running out of that for about 16 or 18 months at this point. And we've been running operations out of there, and we've also had community support as well from local churches to continue to do our EMT programs, because we don't have space in the house to do that, and also do continuing education for our EMTs, because every 2 years they need to recertify their EMT, and we need a space to do that, and doing it in the living room of a house with, you know, 30 something volunteers is nearly impossible. So we've been dependent upon the community to help us provide that classroom space. And we've been lucky enough to have a few churches in town that have helped us. But we do need to get back into our facility. And we do need to get back to doing the good that we do within the community, which is answering 911 calls and saving lives and offering EMT classes for some of our young people in town and giving them focus towards a future. A lot of them go on to be doctors, nurses, firemen, policemen, and we want to get back to doing that. And it's tough when you're not doing it in your own house, you know?
Yeah, I do. Poor John did not sign up for this. Oh my gosh, he thought he was coming on to talk about fireworks. Actually, so did I, but I'm kind of fuming. I got to be honest with you, John. I'm not happy to hear this.
I know.
I'm not. And the reason I say that is because, again, it was such an effort. And let's even, you know, go a step further. When people call 911, they want people showing up. And I'm sorry, but if we're not going to prioritize our first responders who are doing this work, I mean, it is just crazy to me. Because you're not just talking about the town of Easton, which, by the way, agree with you. Kudos to your neighbors, to your nonprofits, to your churches who are like, hey, we see your value. We're going to help you out. So, you know, not all a bad story. It's a beautiful story of community helping community. I do love that aspect. But if you mean to tell me that a septic tank is the problem here, that you guys have not moved into this facility that would solve a lot of these issues, including wasting medications and probably finances and not even being able to support our EMS workers who, by the way, are volunteer but are doing life-saving measures for the surrounding community. It's a septic tank that's the problem? Like, can you... I have a problem with this. I'm not happy about this.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, the building itself, of course, you know, we've talked about it before, is an old firehouse, and it used to be the center of town, so it was right next to a gas station and right in the middle of other structures that used to be here, and they're no longer here. And what they've left behind has kind of gummed up the works here, because there's, you know, potential petroleum products in the soil, and we need to test for that. We need to find out what exactly is there, because sometimes it needs to be completely removed, other times it can be sealed in place. And we just don't know, we haven't known how much is there, how little is there, what we need to do with it. We're working very closely with DEP and, again, a lot of great people within the community who have expertise in this kind of stuff, who have stepped up to help us navigate it. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what the right answer is and what is there and what we have to do with it. And that's kind of slowed the process down, unfortunately. You know, some of it is on the property that the town already owns. Some of it is on the property that the town acquired recently for a parking lot that we need. And we're just trying to sort it all out. And that's really what's gummed up the works. But, you know, we have a lot of great people working on it. I just wish everyone would move quicker.
Is there anything I can do, John? This really bothers me, and I'm not trying to compromise you or EMS workers. I just this bothers me. Do I need to call someone? Do you need me to come in and do something? Is there something I can do to, you know, no pun intended, but kind of like, you know, get some fire under this a little bit? I just think this is so, and honestly, I just drove past the facility the other day and I thought, wow, it looks beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know who dropped the ball on that. I mean, we knew that it was next door to this area. How in the world?
Right.
I'm confused. What is there anything I can do? Can I do something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I knew what we could do. I think it's just going to take time. I know that the folks that have supported our fireworks in the past, which was something that developed out of COVID, because no one could, you know, socialize. And we just had fireworks with everybody in their car, and it grew from there. And it's been an excellent fundraiser for us. And we desperately wanted to continue that effort. And then this year it became so difficult because we're struggling to get in the building. We're prioritizing answering our 911 calls. We're prioritizing running EMT classes to get new membership in here. We wanted to do some community CPR, Narcan training, stop the bleed training. And it just became too much. And we had to prioritize things. And unfortunately, fireworks was the thing that we had to pair off. And at the end of the day, once we made that press release and that public announcement, the outpouring of public support was such a morale booster for my volunteers to see that the community actually cares and that they want to support us. That was amazing. After, you know, being through this whole thing and struggling to get into our new building, working out of a temporary shelter, having shortcomings with the temporary shelter, with the medications and the tree falling on the ambulance and things like that, it kind of beat the morale up a little bit. So kind of strange how things worked out, but that press release turned it around for us. And a lot of people just started to like pull up their bootstraps and say, you know what, this is something we need to prioritize for our community, because now they've come in and they're stepping up for us. They're going to bring in the volunteers. They're going to bring in the sponsors. And that changed the game for us a little bit. And I think people started to realize the importance of emergency medical services within the community.
Well, I mean, and that is what this conversation was supposed to be about. But I'm really glad that we had this build up, honestly, to it, because now more than ever, I think there is a call to action to not only obviously volunteer, but to also show up. It's a huge fundraising event. And again, we are talking to John Arnold, who is the chief of the Easton EMS. And after an overwhelming show of community support, the Easton Volunteer EMS is bringing back its annual fireworks show. John, when is it happening? Where is it? Want to make sure people don't miss out on this.
Yeah, this all happened very quickly within the last 4 days or so. So we're working to get a new date. We're working to figure out when it's going to be. We had originally canceled everything. We had called our longstanding fireworks friend and told him that we were canceling. So we're looking to get him back. We imagine it'll probably be in the fall again, like it always is. We traditionally ran it in September once the kids get back into school and everybody gets settled in from their family vacations. So we're hoping to do that again. We traditionally run it at the Samuel Staples Elementary School on Morehouse Road. It just has enough area to keep everyone safe and give enough viewing area. There's not a lot of trees in the way and plenty of parking. So we're looking to do it there. But as soon as we get more details from the folks that are helping us out, and kudos to the community for helping us out, we're going to get that to everybody on our social media and on our website at EastonEMS.com so that everybody can come and see them and talk to us and help us get through this struggle.
Yeah. Well, certainly let us know when we for sure have a date, because we'll put it all over our news and everything. I will also link your socials and your website to our website, voiceofct.com, so people can connect and also stay up to date as well. John Arnold, unfortunately, I took up this whole time with something I did not expect. But you know what? This is honestly what I love about this job. I do, because in real time, that's how the news really works. And sometimes it can't be planned the way that we want it to. But I actually think this did a bigger thing than us just talking about the fireworks and everything, ironically enough. And I really appreciate you sharing all of this with me. I did not expect to get that update. I got to sit with this for a second.
It's funny how things work.
Yeah. I got to sit with this for a little bit. I got to be honest, because I'm glad to know that the fireworks show is coming back. Like I said, huge fundraising event, which is great. Love to see the story of community, right? I don't want to discredit that. It's amazing. It's a real reflection of Easton. Okay. So that's a real win. And I love that. But this is giving me pause. With the EMS building, that's really giving me pause. I got to make some calls and figure out what's going on, because this just seems very, it's wrong. I don't love the sound of all this. So I got to sit with this one for a second.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. No,
you're like,
I appreciate
you don't
got to
tell me
I'm
the chief. It does. It gives me pause.
No, I appreciate you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you and all of the volunteer EMS workers, not just in Easton, but really all over the state of Connecticut. Like I said, when you make that 911 call, it is in usually the most desperate time of your life. And so to have something as, to me, trivial as a septic tank, you know, things like that as being an issue, why you can't get into that building, that doesn't sit well with me. So I don't think you've heard the end of it from me, John Arnold, and probably not the town of Easton. So stay tuned. But I so appreciate you always making the time to come on the show. And I am so glad to hear the fireworks show is coming back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you for everything. And, you know, we do this because we love the community. It's not that these people come in here and get paid to exorbitant amounts of money to do this job. They come in here because they love the community. They volunteer. They do it for free. And I think sometimes that gets missed. But, you know, to give them the proper facilities to do it and save the town money and provide a vital service, it doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. John Arnold, again, the chief of the Easton EMS, thank you so much. And I'm sure we will be talking sooner rather than later. That's for sure.
I appreciate you. And thanks for everything. And I'm glad we're able to get the fireworks message out because it's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And like I said, when you know a date, please let me know and we'll let our audience know, you know, where, you know, what day to show up and everything.
Absolutely. You've been an excellent friend to EMS in general and particularly Easton EMS. Thank you.
Not a problem, John. Just doing my job. Thank you for doing your job and keeping us in the loop with all of this. Yeah, this gave me pause. This conversation was not what I expected, but I'm grateful for it nonetheless. I got to make some calls for sure. John Arnold, again, chief of Easton EMS right here on WICC. As soon as we have a date for their annual fireworks show, we will let you know right here on The Voice of Connecticut.